history as a pattern for others, and who would be rewarded and punished in order to bring them, and also everyone else, to the realization that the human has no choice but to follow the laws of the universe and the will of the Father. The people who were chosen were from the house of Judah. Before Hebrews became elected ones, a large number of mystical religions were on the earth. Many different gods were being worshipped, and the goal of spirituality was either to please the gods for receiving favors or to gain mystical powers for selfish reasons, such as the misuse of social powers by the priests and administrators. Therefore, the majority of people were exploited through many taboos which were created by the priest classes or rulers. However, the only way possible for all men to progress to their highest potential, physically, mentally, and spiritually, is when an environment is created to allow all to have equal opportunities to grow to the fullest. In doing so, God chose the Hebrews to carry out the task. He decided to weaken mystical religions, and he destroyed many of the undesirable ones because they had become a source of suffering for man instead of being used for spiritual progress. Strengthening the elected ones. Through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Israel, God established the idea of Hebrews being elected people by the Lord. He brought the children of Israel to Egypt, increased their numbers, made them suffer there in order to become strong, and chose Moses to be their guide. God allowed Moses to gain all the knowledge of the Egyptians and the people of the Midian, and then gave him the stature of prophethood and power to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. Despite all of this effort, the children of Israel were not yet ready to become a perfect example for others. God then gave the Hebrews laws and regulations to bring them order and to make them strong and unique from their neighbors. He made them go through great hardships and struggles to develop those characteristics which were necessary for them, particularly, and are necessary for any person or group individually in order to set an example for others and so influence them to bring the kingdom of heaven within and without. That is the period between the coming out of Egypt until the conquering of the land of the Canaanites. This is also a symbol for those who try to go out of their lower natures, Egypt, to their higher natures, the promised land. A great struggle and period of strengthening is necessary. Tablet 2. They were tested. The children of Israel conquered the land of the Canaanites and settled there. God became their king, and judges became the rulers who were supposed to follow the will of the Lord through their relationships with him, or through listening to the high priest. These judges failed. The Israelites forgot the purpose for which they were chosen. They rejected God as the only king. 1 Samuel 8. They longed for a human king like their neighbors, and therefore the system of kingship started in Israel. They failed by rejecting God, 1 Samuel 8, 7, and accepting a human king. They cut themselves off from his direct influence in their lives. Then they started bowing down in front of the earthly kings, who were as human as themselves, with all the earthly shortcomings and faults. By accepting a human king, man becomes the subject of that king and his wills and whims. Therefore, he forgets about God and his laws. He becomes a bondman of the earthly laws instead of being a bondman of the Lord's laws. However, the man who accepts the Lord as his only God and the only king will become the subject of the Lord and has only to follow his will and his laws. That is why Esau said to Pontius Pilate that he, Pilate, had no power over him, Esau, because Esau was not a subject of Pilate, but of the Lord. He was not following the laws of man, but those of God. With rejection of God as their king by the Israelite people, and through accepting a human king, they further lost their direct relationship with the Lord. Then more prophets started coming to the scene. That is the rule of the prophets. They are a connection between the Lord and the lost human. However, if the human accepts the Lord as his only master, follows his will, and becomes his subject, then each man can understand his Lord, and there is no need for any prophet. However, the lower nature of man is strong, and overcoming it is not easy for many. With these happenings, the first period of the failure of the children of Israel began. First, purification, punishment. Later on, the punishment came in the form of being held captive by other nations and being scattered around the world. A great suffering came upon God's people because they rejected him. He never rejected them, but they rejected him. That is why they were punished, fell from his grace. However, God punished them not because he liked to or needed their covenant, but because he is a loving father who knows the best way for his children to grow and reach the highest possible state. He punished them for their own good. He demanded to be accepted as the true king, because no earthly king or authority on earth is worthy of being called a king or true leader. The human's flesh is strong and spirit is weak, but the Father has no fleshly desire, and only those who have overcome the flesh are worthy of being the leaders of humanity. As long as the human does not understand this great truth, he will not conquer the suffering in society and individual life. Therefore, punishment should not be viewed as a bad thing. If it is inflicted on a nation or a man, that nation or human should seek the reason for the chastisement. Then, by correcting the self and through repentance, the nation or man will be forgiven and guided further towards progress. The children of Israel become two nations. Before the children of Israel were conquered and held captive, they were divided into two nations, the house of Israel and the house of Judah. The house of Israel was captured first, and then the house of Judah was taken. The house of Judah are those who are known as Jews. The 10 tribes of the house of Israel are known as the 10 lost tribes of the children of Israel. The rest of this book is the explanation about the Jewish people, because the house of Israel never truly came back to their land and had a different purpose to fulfill. For more information and a detailed explanation, refer to the book Children of Abram, Abraham. All prophecies are fulfilled. they are given another chance. Therefore, one of the purposes for bad events in life is for purification, because the previous bad deeds, because of previous bad deeds, and to give a lesson to humans for their future progress. That is the reason why we can see after each punishment, God gives His chosen nation another chance to repent and go back to Him. But unfortunately, the human is very slow to learn the lesson, and also his false ego does not let him realize how insignificant he is in comparison to the power of the Creator. At the same time, man is the greatest after the Lord in this universe. If he could just realize that the only way to reach this greatness is his way. That is the reason why God gathered the house of Judah, Jews, back to their lands and told them through his prophets that a great prophet, Messiah, will come to them. Tablet 3, The Coming of Esau the Messiah and His Rejection by the Jews. The promised Messiah came as Esau the Christ. He fulfilled all the signs which were given for his coming, but the Jews rejected him. He came to show the way of establishing the kingdom of heaven within and without, but the Jews had many concepts about the new Messiah. They expected him to come and place them in a position superior to others. They expected him to be similar to the kings they knew, with material glory and power for suppressing others because of their wrong conception of Jewish superiority. However, Esau came as a universal personality with a teaching of equality, balances in his hands. Revelation 6:5. He was, as a symbol, the first of the Jews who truly overcame his lower nature or false ego. And lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him. Revelation 6:5. Many believed him, and it seemed to the priests that he was going to destroy their already established, quiet social structures. That is why they not only rejected him, but put him on the cross without a cause. This was a great sin. However, no man can stop God's plan. Even with putting Esau on the cross, the new teaching could not be completely suppressed, and Christianity flourished. He gathered the people, as it was explained in Children of Abraham, all prophecies are fulfilled. This process of sinning, being punished, purified, and being given another chance is shown in Matthew 23:37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them which were sent unto thee, how often I would have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. The sentence, and ye would not, means you would not repent. The prophethood is taken from the Jews and given to other nations. With the rejection of Esau the Messiah and the fulfillment of the prophecies of his coming, God took away the prophethood from the Jews and gave it to other nations. This was prophesied by Israel, Jacob, and is also explained in Children of Abraham. All prophecies are fulfilled. This event is shown in Matthew 21:43. Therefore I say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you, and given to a nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. With this sentence, the great struggle of the Jews started, but they did not believe the words of the prophecy told by Christ. However, it does not matter if humans accept or reject a prophet. Messengers of God, angels, are only the warners and have a message for people. What they say will happen even if their words are not accepted. Also, in the case of Esau, his crucifixion was a part of his mission. Revelation of the Revelation. Because of the circumstances under which Christ's teachings came to humanity, and because of the short period of his ministry, many of his teachings were lost, many were misinterpreted, and still others were distorted. This occurred between the time of his teachings and the time of writing them down in the Gospels, in their supplements, and even later on. Therefore, as the final book of the Bible, the Revelation, God sent his complete plan in a very symbolic language in order to seal its understanding until he decides to unseal it. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, the mystery of God should be finished. Revelation 10:7. The revelation shows his complete plan of how he will bring humanity step by step to a point where they will be left with no choice but to understand the truth which underlies this universe. With this perfect arrangement of having Genesis as the first book, the rest of the Old Testament representing man's overcoming his lower nature, black horse, Revelation 6:5, and revealing the whole plan in summary in the last book as what happened and will happen, the Bible as the prophetic and historical base for all other spiritual scriptures, is complete. However, although the Bible is the base, knowledge of other scriptures is necessary to understand the truth behind it. That is why an understanding of the mystical part of the universe, such as the Far East wisdom, relationship between the spirit of man and the universe, and of Islam, the Baha'i faith, who is a paravipra, and though is necessary to complete the knowledge of the true plan of the Lord, so in the process a person can reach a complete faith and become a dynamic spiritual force in order to manifest the power of the Lord through his one-pointedness and knowledge of the truth behind this universe. Therefore, the Revelation can be viewed as a mini-Bible. It is, as the Vedantas are considered, in Vedic teachings, the last and most important part, a summary or conclusion. As it was stated, the prophethood was taken from the Jews and given to other nations. Also, as the Revelation reveals, and the greatest sign shows, the seven truths, steps, will come to humanity in order to complete the truth of the spiritual path. These are shown in chapters 2 and 3 by the seven churches and also in chapters 6 through 22. Read Revelation of the Revelation. That is why the next prophet came not from the Jews, but from another nation close to them. Second purification, punishment. This time Jerusalem and also the temple were destroyed by the Romans. The Jewish people were scattered abroad again. They settled mostly out of Jerusalem and neighboring countries. they became so rooted in other countries that each became a minority in those lands. They became a source of knowledge for other people, and their story of struggle was soon a part of the myths of other nations. Especially because of the connection of Christians with the Jewish background, their history was presented more vigorously to other nations than the history of any other people. However, Jews were close to their ancient land. They were a nation within many other nations. They were not as scattered as they became later on. Tablet 4, the advent of Prophet Muhammad. Arabs are the closest race to the Hebrews. They are descendants of Ishmael, the son of Abraham, the father of the Hebrews. As it was said, the next prophet would not come from the Jews, but from another nation. Prophet Muhammad was the next messenger who came from the Arabs. The advent of a Messiah from the Arabs, children of Abram, was also promised to Abraham. Read, children of Abraham. All prophecies are fulfilled. In the period before Prophet Muhammad became a prophet, a great expectation was developed by the people that another Messiah would be sent to humanity. When Prophet Muhammad announced that he had been chosen as the expected messenger from God, in the beginning the Jews accepted him as the one they were waiting for. The rejection of Prophet Muhammad and his prediction of a great punishment for the Jews. However, later on, when the Jews realized that Prophet Muhammad would not conform to their expectations of being exalted as the chosen people, and allowed privileges over others, they started to oppose him. This then resulted in much conflict, and eventually the Jewish people had to leave the Islamic territories. Also, Prophet Muhammad prophesied that a great punishment would befall the Jews. In many verses in the Quran, they were condemned for changing the scriptures and killing the prophets, and they were warned that they would be punished for their misdeeds, bad karma. Baha'u'llah also realized that the people of Israel, Jews, deserved great punishments. The people of Israel, thus hath God laid hold on them for their sins, and hath extinguished in them the spirit of faith, and tormented them with the flames of the nethermost fire. Baha'i World Faith, page 14, Baha'i Publishing Trust, 1976. The third purification, punishment. After Prophet Muhammad, the Jews were scattered even more and went through a great period of misery with no land of their own. However, the greatest punishment in this period is what happened in the Second World War. The Jews are given another chance. However, after this third purification act, by that great disaster which befell the Jews, again, God gave them another chance to correct themselves and understand the lessons He was trying to teach them. He was also showing humanity that the law of karma is not a fancy philosophy of an imaginative yogi, or the revelations by prophets are not something to be ignored by humans because they do not fit their petty false egos. God has a great purpose for creating this universe and will fulfill it no matter how stubborn the human might be. Tablet 5, a distinction between Hebrews and Jews. God chose the Hebrews and made a covenant with them that they would be His people forever, and He stood firm in His covenant. Hebrew means beyond, those who have overcome their lower natures, or the children of Israel, those who struggle with God. These people have been and forever will be the elected ones. Whoever overcomes the world, its excess attraction, Maya, is an elected one. They have always been reincarnated to struggle for his purpose. However, Jew is a term that was used later on to identify people from Judah. This name is given to those people who God chose to set an example for the rest of humanity of the truth of his divine justice, and to show how severe he is in punishment and how merciful he is in reward. The question might be asked of how the divine justice could be understood if God punishes the children of the sinned ancestors. The answer is that those who are incarnated in the Jewish community at the time of punishment are not the same as the Hebrews' elected ones who had not done any sin. These punished people were those who had sinned in their previous lives, even if they had not been one of the Jews before. If a person in the Jewish community had done good deeds in his life, he would not have been reborn in that community at the time of punishment, and or he would not be punished. The justice of God can only be seen and explained if we realize the laws of karma and reincarnation. At the time of punishment, those Jews in the past who changed the scriptures, killed the prophets, or others with heavy sins were reincarnated in the Jewish community to show the human that misdeeds will result in punishment. At the time of redemption, given another chance, those who were purified and those with good deeds would be born to this community. However, as history shows, some again would fail, and the cycle of punishment and redemption goes on as it is. And we'll pause here in the reading, and Shalom, everyone. Have a good, godly Feast of Tabernacles Day. Shalom.